Welcome, welcome everyone to Speaking Arrangements. I'm your most humble and gracious host, Rebecca Johnson. Today is going to be a very exciting episode. We're talking about Mother's Day blues. I'm going to let the music ride out for y'all. Welcome back, everyone. I hope everyone's having an amazing week so far. You know what? What's really interesting? Let's just get right into it. First of all, actually, whoa. Round of applause for the listeners. Nah, shout out to all the listeners. Like, you guys are blowing me away. Like, honestly, I know I have a lot of listeners in Canada. So shout out to you guys. I love you guys so much. So we got Edmonton, we got Calgary, Vancouver, Ontario, just like a bunch of different places, Ottawa. Just like different places, you know what I mean? But, you know, of course, I got my UK listeners. Shout out to you guys. Like, you guys are, yeah, you guys been riding from like the very jump, which is really interesting. I don't know who you guys are, but thank you guys so much for supporting. But Ethiopia, Israel, like Jerusalem, like it was like, it says Jerusalem. Like, I can see the stats. Jerusalem? Come on. Poland? Germany? Nah, round of applause for y'all. Like, that is so amazing. It's just amazing to see, because when I first started Speaking Arrangements, like, I never thought that it would be like a global thing. I thought, you know, listen, if I get listeners in Edmonton, I'll be all right. But it's just like amazing to see what God is doing and how like God is like taking it so far. So shout out to you guys. Thank you guys so much for your time. My podcast don't be like short either. So you guys are really like taking the time to really listen and just support me. And I just love that. And like, honestly, God bless you guys. Like, all the time that you take to listen to my podcast, may the Lord just bless you and increase you. And I really pray that you guys take from it and you guys learn from it, because like, that's my main objective. My main objective here at Speaking Arrangements is how we can emotionally be healthy and grow and navigate life with emotional health, because that matters so much. You guys know I can talk about this all day, but I think we're going to talk about an aspect of emotional health that is tricky. I actually wanted this to come out on Monday, because what I'm going to be doing now is I'm going to be dropping Mondays and Fridays. I'm going to really try my best to drop Mondays and Fridays. Now, Friday will be like the longer pods with more interviews. Mondays will be short, maybe 20 or 15 to 20 minutes. It's just a Monday charge, you know what I mean, for us to make sure that we're preparing for the week and just like being strengthened, and just words of like strength and love to the listeners, to you really just like, you know, if you're driving to work, if you're at work, if you're, you know, whatever it is that you're doing, if you have a day off, just like to really push you to really just like take care of yourself and take care of your well-being and your mental wellness. Like, that stuff really matters. So there'll be a Monday charge, and then Friday will be the longer pods with more interviews and different people. So I'm going to really try my best to do that for you guys. Now, I wanted this to drop on Monday, but this is going to be not heavy, but we are going to be talking about things like, you know, I didn't really want you guys listening to on the way to work. You know, Mother's Day is over now, and, you know, Monday's past. I'm going to drop this on Tuesday. So, you know, I hope that like you've had the day to just really enjoy yourself, grieve if you had to. You know, we're going to get into that. Like, the reason why I call this Mother's Day blues, because I think that Mother's Day is an amazing day. It's a day where we honor our mothers. You know what I mean? Like, God uses women to bring life into this world, and it's not easy. Being a mother is not easy. Whether you're together with your partner or your spouse or your single mother, it is not easy. Being a parent in general is not easy. Like, I don't have any children, but I have nephews and a niece, and you know, just seeing how hard their parents go for them and the sacrifice, like, it's no longer really about you. It's about them, for like, you know what I mean? You have to take care of yourself, because if you don't take care of yourself, then you can't show up for your kids. But it really does a large amount of the sacrifices towards your children and making sure that they're better than you, you know, and just are navigating through life with just love. So, you know, I love Mother's Day. I have a lot of friends that are moms. Shout out to you guys. Love you guys so much. You guys do an amazing job with your children. You know what I mean? But I found myself, you know, I woke up on Mother's Day and, you know, like, I hadn't had coffee yet. Like, I went to church, like, on Sundays, I go to church all day. So I was at church. Like, we didn't have anything planned really for Mother's Day really at church. I don't know why, but we did it. You know, so we were like, you know, it was a regular day. But I was like, oh, maybe I haven't had coffee, you know, maybe I don't know why, but I kind of felt weird. I kind of felt off. You know what I mean? I didn't really know what it was. And, you know, as you guys know, it's hard for me to talk about these type of things. I really don't like people in my business, but God is really using speaking arrangements to bless someone, to help someone, to heal someone. So sharing my experiences with people, I pray that you guys can, understand that you're not alone in these things, and these things are real. Like, this is not a joke. This is not a Hallmark movie. Like, this is not, you know what I mean? Mother's Day is not all gumdrops and lollipops for everyone. You know, I wish that was the case, but it's really not, right? So, you know, I woke up on Monday. I woke up on Mother's Day, and I was, you know, I was kind of off. I was like, okay, cool. It's whatever. I'll chop it up. When I get to church, you know, I'll grab a coffee, you know, cause I love coffee. You guys know I love coffee. I'll be all right. You know, I'll listen to the word. I'll be strengthened. I'll be blessed. And, you know, I was, but when I, you know, first service, I really couldn't really pay attention. I was just moving around doing different things. I'm an announcer at our church. So I was doing announcements, whatever. Second service, I was like, all right, cool. Like, whatever. You know, third service, I was like, all right, cool. I'll sit in the front seat, try if I can get the word. You know, maybe I'm just being distracted at the back. So I went to sit in the front, and I just started bawling. I was just bawling, like, from the pits of my belly. I was just bawling. Like, I had to, like, leave in the middle of the service. And I was just like, what am I crying about? You know what I mean? Like, this is Mother's Day. Like, this is Mother's Day. It's an amazing day. We're celebrating our moms. Like, this is Mother's Day. You know what I mean? It's a day where it's dedicated to celebrating the important roles of moms and, like, you know, what they do to, you know, the role that they play in our lives, right? It's a day where we express our gratitude, our love for women that's raised us and raised our communities. But one thing that I was realizing while I was crying, that's not my reality. And I think that's where I was like, oh, like, that's not my reality. Like, so me and my earthly mom, I know you guys hear my earthly mom is, you know, that's my blood mother. You know what I mean? That's the woman that gave birth to me. We're estranged. You know what I mean? We don't have a relationship like that. And I love her and I wish her the best. That's my mother. You know what I mean? She's still a awesome woman, and she sacrificed a lot for her children. We just can't be in each other's lives momentarily, like right now. And that's still hard. That's still really, really, really tough. And, you know, just having that day, and I felt like I was grieving. It was really, really, like, you know, of course the devil comes and brings thoughts into your mind. Like, it's supposed to be a happy day. I have a great spiritual mother. I have other ladies in my life that, you know, treat me like their daughter. But, you know, there was just this gaping hole, this gaping wound that I didn't really know was there, that I thought I had already done the work. You know what I mean? I'm so focused on doing the work. Like, I really thought, like, okay, this is getting better. We all have our family issues. I just thought it was getting better. But I realized that, you know, for some of us, this day can be really difficult. You know, it can be filled with, like, feelings of sadness and loneliness. And, you know, you feel like you're grieving. You know what I mean? Like, and some people are, like, some people have had their mother pass away. There's some people like me where it's an estranged relationship, so you don't even have a relationship with your mother. Some people have mothers that are addicts, or just, like, you know, their moms are sick, or it's just like every, you know, we all have different dynamics, you know what I mean? And I was bawling my eyes out. I was like, what is going on here? Like, literally, like, you know what I mean? That's how I felt. And I had to really, like, I'm a very self-aware person. So I really had to take a seat and just be like, okay, what am I feeling? Why am I feeling like this? Like, what's going on? I had to really, like, dig deep. And, you know, the Holy Spirit was just like, yo, like, this is a tough day for you. You don't have a relationship with your mother. Like, I can't call up my mom and be like, hey, what's up? Like, happy Mother's Day. Like, woo-woo. Like, I'm sending you these flowers. I'm going to come over. And I used to do that. You know what I mean? Just go kick it, cook, eat, like, chop it up, whatever. And I couldn't do that this year. And it was really painful. And my body was grieving. I think I was holding that tension in my body for so long. Like, I didn't even remember when Mother's Day was this year. Like, somebody had to, like, remind me. I had to go and look on my calendar and really see, like, that's how much of a distant memory it kind of was. Maybe I was avoiding it. I don't really know. But, yeah, like, Mother's Day was tough for me. When I see moms and their daughters, it brings joy to my heart, really. Like, it does. It brings joy to my heart. But it also reminds me that, you know, I don't necessarily have that relationship. And I think that's what was happening that day. I was just mourning that relationship and just letting it all out. But it was coming out, like, in my emotions and tears. And I was crying from my belly, y'all. Like, I really was. Like, I went back into the service and tried to sit. I left again and started just bawling my eyes out again. I had to call my sister and be like, yo, sis, like, are you going through this? Because I'm thugging it out today. Like, and I never, it really came out of nowhere. Guys, I promise you, it came out of nowhere. And like, after I was done crying, I went on a walk and I was just talking to God, like, God, like, whatever you're doing, I'm with it. It hurts, but whatever you're doing, like, I'm with it. Like, I'm with it. Like, I'm going on this journey with you. It's a journey of healing. You know what I mean? It's a journey of healing. Like, you know, I want to talk to certain groups today. I can't talk to everyone, but I want to talk to certain groups. I want to talk to people that don't have their mother, like, their mother's passed away. That's a different type of grieving, you know, especially, like, you know, I think that everyone that starts that journey of being a mother, their intentions are to be a good mother. Sometimes that doesn't always happen. But when you have a good mom, or if you didn't have, like, the best relationship with your mom and they pass away, like, there's, like, that, the room to make that relationship better is taken away from you. That's tough. That is a tough situation. Or if you had a mother that was great, and they, you know, that relationship was taken from you also because they passed away, they transitioned. That's very tough. And, you know, I think that we, you know, Mother's Day is supposed to be a day where you're celebrated, but I wish that we would talk about people that don't have, you know, I did see a few things post on Instagram where they were sending around, like, for the people that don't have their moms or da da da. And they were kind of like, you know, shouting them out too. I wish we would do it more, though, because those people need that support on that day also. They need that support, man. Like, if you have a mother that you loved or you didn't have a good relationship with, but they've transitioned, it's tough. You don't have to walk around smiling. You don't have to do that. You can take a day to grieve. You can take a day to process your emotions and process how you're feeling and what you're going through. Like, that day's still for you, but you don't have to do with what everybody else does. Like, you don't have to go join your friend and their mom and go to lunch because you feel like you got to smile and you got to thug it out. You don't have to do that. Like, you need to give yourself room to really mourn and grieve and feel what you're feeling and just be okay with being not okay. You know what I mean? I think we hear that a lot. Like, to all my people out there, like, no matter how old you are, whether you're young, whether your mom passed away 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, it doesn't matter. Like, people say it gets easier. I think that life just gets, I don't know what that experience is because my mother's still alive, but I think that it gets, you learn to cope with it. But there's some days where it's just like, it's overwhelming. And I think Mother's Day can be one of those days where it's really difficult. You feel like you're filled with sadness. And you know what I mean? Like, you give yourself that room to feel whatever it is that you're feeling. Give yourself that room. Like, you don't have to thug it out. Like, you know what I mean? Give yourself that room to really feel what you're feeling on that day when you, you know, when you, go see them, you know, go see them. If you have a gravesite, go see them, spend a day with them. You can still do that. Like, you know what I mean? It's your process. It's your journey. It's no one else's journey. Like, you know what I mean? It is absolutely nobody else's journey. It's literally your journey. And whatever tools and resources that you have at the stage that you're at, use those and try to make the best out of them. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying wallow in your sadness, but if it's Mother's Day and you want to wallow in your sadness, do that. Do what is best for you. Do not do what other people are telling you to do. You know, people can give advice. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not saying don't take people's advice. Take good, sound advice. You know what I mean? But you have to really do what works for you. Shout out to you guys. Like, for, you know, the so many people out there that have lost their mothers, and it's tough. It's not easy. You know what I mean? We're not even going to get on the topic of men that have lost their moms and how it affects them. That's really, really tough. That'll be a conversation for another day. And women too, like, we need our mothers. They are like the foundation, the pillar that holds families together and holds really society together. So when you don't have that, that can be tough. But I'm here to say, like, I love you. You know, your friends and family love you. We're here for you. This is a safe space. And you're going to get through it. Like, you're really going to get through it. And, you know, no matter what age you are, because I think that when you get to like a certain age, you're like, all right, like, this happened a long time ago. Like, you know, no, you have the right to feel whichever way you want to feel. You know what I mean? We're going to have good days. We're going to have bad days. You know what I mean? But you have the right to feel whichever way that you want to feel. You know what I mean? So, no, shout out to you guys. Like, I've had some friends that have lost family, like, you know, have lost parents, and, you know, specifically their moms, and it's been a tough journey for them. But, you know, I believe in healing. I believe that you will heal, you will be whole again. And, you know, that hole that you feel like, hey, I'm never going to feel good again. Like, I really truly believe that you will feel whole again, you know? Just do it at your pace, do it at your, you know, at your pace. Do it at your pace. Like, don't listen to other people if they're trying to push you into like complete healing. Cause I think that can be traumatizing in itself, to be really honest. You know what I mean? There's so many reasons why someone might feel, might have like an experience, or there's so many reasons why somebody might experience Mother's Day blues. Like, you know what I mean? So for some people, like I said, it can be a painful reminder of the mother that passed away, or a strained relationship, like in my situation. You know what I mean? For others, it might be a reminder of the struggle that they're not moms. I want to talk about that too. I want to talk about mothers that are trying to, like, women that are trying to become mothers and are having a hard time. Like, you know what I mean? People that have gone through, you know, have had stillbirths, or women that are trying to conceive and are not successful yet. And that's a tough day for them too. That's a very hard day for them too. And I can't even start to begin to say that I understand it. I don't. Please. I believe in Jesus and therapy. I don't know about you guys, but I believe in Jesus and therapy. I believe in the Holy Spirit and therapy. Get the help that you need. Talk to somebody. Talk to somebody. Don't be afraid. Step into the unknown and talk to somebody. You guys matter too. You're still a mom. You're still a mom. Shout out to all the women out there that have lost their, you know, their children, or have gone through stillbirth, or are trying for a child and haven't been successful yet. I'm praying for you guys. I love you guys. And I pray that the Lord opens your womb and you have many, many, many children, and you leave a mighty legacy behind, because that's tough. That's really hard. And Mother's Day is for you too. Your mother too. You know what I mean? It's so interesting. Shout out to my friend Kanshira. I'm getting emotional. Sorry, y'all. Shout out to my friend Kanshira. I saw her on Sunday and I was like, happy Mother's Day. I love you so much. Da, da, da. And if you know me, I got babies at church. Like, you know, my friend's children. Like, I just love them so much. You come to my church, I got a baby in my hand. Okay. I got somebody's kid in my hand, okay? And she was saying to me, no, happy Mother's Day to you. And I was like, what? And I had just come from crying because I was like, here, mourning my relationship with my mother. And she's like, you're a mother too. The way that you take care of people's children, the love that you pour into them. And I started bawling again. I started crying again. Like, I have so much love. I have so much love for, like, children. And, you know, honestly, growing up and even till, like, this age, I'm like, I don't want to have any children. I don't want to have any children. I've always said I've never really wanted to have children. But Sunday, there was a breakthrough. And I was like, I think I want to have a child. Like, it doesn't have to come from my womb, but I've always wanted to adopt. I've always wanted to adopt. Like, I'm open to adoption. I'm open to surrogacy. I'm open to having my own child if that's what God wants. But it really settled in my spirit. And I'm like, no, like, I would be an amazing mom. I never seen that in myself because I just never really had a good relationship with my mother. So I didn't think that I would even begin to know how to be a good mom, but that's just how God works. You know what I mean? I was like, I'd be an amazing mom if I could be a mom to like one child in the world. You know what I mean? Give one child like that love, that support that they need, the resources that they need to become their best selves so they can navigate life in wholeness. Like that would make me so happy. You know what I mean? So that's one thing that, you know, came out from this Sunday. I was like, okay, no, like I actually want to have a child. I want to adopt. I have my nephews, those are my babies, and my niece, those are my babe, like my baby. But like, I was like, no, like I'm actually really open to that. So that was a breakthrough. You know what I mean? Round of applause. That was a breakthrough. Sorry, y'all. Getting emotional. But no, shout out to all my listeners. If you've ever been through that, it's a dark place, but we're here for you. We love you. You are a mother. You are, you know, I pray for complete healing because that can be traumatic in itself. They, you know, a lot of women that go through that, they think it's shameful. So they hide in the shadows. There's nothing to be ashamed of. There's nothing to be ashamed of. I know young women that, you know, are having, that have issues with trying to have children, and older women, like that shame. Now let's talk about that stigma too, because I feel like there's a stigma on women. It happens a lot in African culture. I don't know about any other culture, but like have a baby, you get married, have a baby, that pressure that you feel to have a baby. But a lot of times when we feel pressure, when we are stressed, when we're under stress, we keep that in our bodies. We keep it and we store it in our bodies, and that can form sicknesses. You can listen. No one's about to come put, no one's mom is going to come put stress on me about having a you so I can come die early. No. When that stress is put on you by your parents or your husband's mom or dad or auntie, sister, whoever, my body is not even preparing. I'm already in my body is on flight or flight. It's on fight or flight. So how can I even prepare my womb or my body to have a child? I don't want to have a child in a stressful body. You guys don't think about that, though. Y'all don't think about that, though. You guys are putting all this pressure. This woman's trying to perform, have a baby for you just so you can be happy so that you guys can count her as worthy. Let's stop doing that. Kill that. Kill that. That stuff is demonic. People will have children when they want to have children. People will have children when they want to have children, because when they have the children, you guys are not sitting at their house doing everything for the child. No, they're raising the child on their own. If people get married and they want to have children 5 years down the line, 10 years down the line, let people be. Let people live the life that they want to live. Stop putting that. It's not necessary for you to add that pressure onto women. It's not. Leave them alone. How can I even prepare my body to have a child if you are putting big amounts of stress on me, and now I conceive a child in this stressful body? No. Mm-mm. If I'm going to conceive and have a baby, it's going to be in the softest life, softest womb, like softest body. No, like y'all stop doing that. That stuff is demonic. It's old. It's played out. This is not a Nigerian movie. This is not Bollywood. This is not Nollywood. Y'all stop that. Like, leave these women alone. Let them go through their journey. You had your time. Mommy Agatha, whoever. I don't know why I thought about Agatha, but whatever. You had your time. Let me have my time. Let me do my journey. Period. All you aunts, uncles, it be the aunties too. It be the aunties too. All you aunts and uncles and mothers, leave us alone. Leave us alone. Stop. Every time you see me, where's your baby? I'm not married. I don't have a spouse. Why are you asking me where my child is? Where is your child? Listen. All right. I'm going to zip it because you guys already know I can go on a tangent here. So we've talked about our mothers that are, you know, have experienced tragedy when they're trying to have children, and just like women that are trying to have children, and just the stigma that it comes with, and people that have lost their parents. I want to talk to people like me that, you know what I mean, have an estranged relationship with your parent. Like, you're going to be fine. you're going to be fine. No matter what the situation is, no matter what you're going through, I think that you just need someone to tell you that you are going to be fine. No matter the age that you are going to be fine. At my big, big age, I'm still working on that healing. I'm still going to therapy. I'm still praying. I'm still, you know, reading books, watching. But today I was watching a couple YouTube videos on how to really deal with that emotional healing when you have when you're not, you don't have a good relationship with your parent. Like, that is something that you need to go through. It's a day by day situation. Parents are so important. Mothers, fathers, so important. But I'm here to tell you, it says in the Bible, even if you don't believe in Jesus Christ, listen, y'all be reading stuff from the Buddha's books and all that stuff, so you could take a little something from Jesus, okay? It says in the Bible, if my mother and my father forsake me, Jesus will not forsake me. Jesus cannot forsake me. He won't forsake you. If your mother and your father have forsaken you, Jesus won't forsake you. You are still your own entity on your own. God loves you. Your friends love you. People around you love you. If you feel like you're going through it, your parents don't love you, nobody loves you, I love you. I love you. I understand. I'm here. I sympathize with you. And I know exactly what you're going through. But you know what I mean? I'm not going to sit here and be like, I don't. I know. Those days are tough. Listen, that childhood trauma is coming out in your relationships, coming out in your workplace, coming out in your parenting. Like, I understand it. It feels like it is taking over your life. Keep fighting. Keep fighting for yourself. You have to show up for yourself, not your kids, not your husband, not anything. Show up for yourself because you matter. You matter. You matter. Like, you matter. I know a lot of us, sometimes I be feeling like I go back to that, being that little child again that was abandoned and just rejected and just not cared for and nurtured the way I was supposed to be. But I always every time that my enemy is I'm triggered or anything like that, I'm like, okay, I'm being triggered right now. I totally understand. I soothe myself through it. I talk myself through it. I give myself room, you know what I mean, to react. My reactions are not always the best. I have to forgive myself. I'm human, you know what I mean? But listen, I'm taking care of myself. Yes, if you're a mom, that doesn't mean that you put your kids before you. You know what I mean? Yes, you have to sacrifice. You have to do a lot. You have people mouths to feed, but you have to take care of yourself so your kids can draw from your well. But if your well is empty, now you're creating children that are also empty, and it's a vicious cycle. And it's not too late. You can start now. You know what I mean? You can start now. Take care of yourself. Mental wellness is a thing. Emotional health is a thing. It's real. It takes work. It takes time. It takes effort. You know what I mean? You really have to go on that journey because it's so important. Being a mother consists of you guys are superwoman. You guys can do so many things at one time, but really taking that time for yourself. You know, I know a mom, her mental health matters, and her children are being raised beautifully because her mental health matters. She puts herself first. She does what she does to make sure that she's taken care of. You know what I mean? And you have to do that. You have to do that. I can't stress that enough. I think that a lot of women just, they have babies and they hone in on that, which is understandable. I totally understand that. But you have to find the balance. You have to take care of yourself. You have to take care of yourself. I'll give you guys a book that I read. One of the mommies that I know, her name is Sharanda. Shout out to Sharanda. I love her so much. Sharanda Hall. And she has a book called Still Standing. She has a book called Still Standing that I think will really bless a lot of the moms out there. It's an emotional read. I'm not going to lie. It is definitely an emotional read, but it is a beautiful book. And it just talks about motherhood and her experience. She's a beautiful mom. She has four children. One of her children are special needs. And you know what I mean? She just talks about all the struggles and just forgetting about herself and some of the things and how bad it got and how she recovered and the healing process. I think this book will really, really bless you guys. It blessed me. And I'm not even a mother yet, but it's called Still Standing. You can get it on Amazon, Kindle. You can get it everywhere. And she's an author, so her name is Sharanda Hall. Please make sure that you guys cop that book. That book is absolutely amazing. Read it for all the mommies out there. That's my little gift to you. Such a beautiful book. I really loved it. But no, like, I really hope that, you know, I've touched some of the bases here. If you're in a situation where you're estranged from your parents, you're going to be all right. You're going to be all right. God loves you. I love you. The people around you love you. And if you have the capacity to fix that relationship and you want to, and it's safe for you to, I say go ahead. Gather the tools that you need. Go through that healing. And if you want to do that, you can. If you don't want to and you want to stay away, that's also okay. You got to protect yourself. And sometimes our parents just got to go. And that's okay. If you're listening and your mom has transitioned, listen, like, and they were good parents. They love you. They're watching over you. They got your back. Just consider them a guardian angel. If you didn't get the chance to fix a relationship before your mom transitioned, just continue to just do the work, walk through it, pray for yourself, take care of yourself, forgive yourself if you need to. I think forgiveness is a big thing when it comes to healing, especially when it has to do with our parents. Like, forgive yourself, forgive them, because a lot of times they don't have the tools to pass on to us. You know what I mean? That doesn't, listen, if you, I want to say this too. If you are not ready to be a parent, you know, you don't have the right tools, you haven't healed, and you're just not ready to be a parent, do not be a parent. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Having unprotected sex and being reckless with your sex life, and then bringing children into this world that didn't ask to be brought into this world, and then being abandoned, they're not being taken care of because you're a complete mess. Like, it's 2023, please. This is a direct charge. Like, I'm coming for y'all heads. I know what it feels like to be brought into this world when I didn't ask to be brought into this world, and the amount of work that I'm doing currently as a grown woman. Okay. Some days I cry. I'm being as transparent as I possibly can with you guys. Some days I cry. It is painful. You know what I mean? Attachment styles, this and that, therapy, all because my mother wasn't ready to be a mother. She didn't have the tools, and someone pressured her into being with my father, and she started having children. You know what I mean? Like, come on. If you're not ready, if you don't have the tools, please do not become a parent. Save it for when you're healed and you're ready and you're going through life. I'm not saying like you have to have a child when you're completely perfect, but like, if you know, like, come on, just use the morning after pill, use condoms, stay absent, be celibate, do what works best for you. Don't be having no children willy-nilly, bro, especially laying down with the wrong man, laying down with the wrong woman. Now it's a complete mess. The kid is being traumatized daily. Like, it's not cute. It's not cute. I'm sorry. It's not cute. At me. It's not cute. So, you know, y'all figure that out. Y'all figure that out, because these children are not being, you know, they're not asking to be born in these, you know, situations. So I love you guys so much. I think I'm going to stop there. I hope that you guys are, you know, that you guys kind of went on this journey. Thank you so much for giving me a safe space. I always feel so full after I get to really just talk about my experience. And I hope that it blesses somebody out there. And once again, I just want to really reiterate, you're going to be okay. If your mother and your father forsake you, God got you. Like, continue to believe in yourself, even when if it's just like a grain. There is light at the end of the tunnel. There is definitely light at the end of the tunnel. You can do this. The Lord got your back. People that love you got your back. Pursue your vision. You know, pour the love that you didn't get. Make sure that you heal so you can pour it into somebody else's life. Be that light for somebody else. You know what I mean? Like, really continue to push and move forward. Take your time. It's your journey. Walk it as you will, not what other people are pressuring you to do. Take it one day at a time. One day at a time. Healing is an every single day thing. You know what I mean? Emotional health, emotional wellness, like, all of that is an every single day thing until the casket drops. Like, that's the truth. I know sometimes people are like, oh, these 5 steps and you're completely healed. And listen, you'll get to a place where, you know what I mean? Like, you know, you're self-aware, you know what to do, you have the resources. Okay, cool. But that doesn't mean that, like, you know, you won't make mistakes, you won't be triggered, you won't feel a certain type of way, you won't have bad days. Like, we're human beings. We will. But we want to get to a place where we can navigate that safely for other people, for ourselves, for our children. So we're not bleeding on everyone. You know what I mean? And that's what I really care about. And I'm doing the work so I can come back and give y'all the jewels and the gems and the keys to emotional healing. And, you know, I hope that we can all just go on that journey. I love you guys so much. Thank you guys so much for listening. Like, I'm really blessed. I love Speaking Arrangements because of you guys. Remember, send me an email. If you have topics you want me to, you know, talk about, send me an email. If you have like an issue you just want us to discuss, get some advice. Thank you to everyone. Shout out to all the listeners from different places. Like, shout out to Germany. Shout out to Israel. Shout out to Poland, Ethiopia, United Kingdom, Canada, United States. Love you guys. Stay blessed. Stay strong. Until next time, y'all.